Frustration is growing in New Zealand, where the threat of further eruptions at White Island Volcano is preventing police from accessing the site of the explosion. The death toll from Monday's eruption has risen to 8, with another 8 people believed to have died in the eruption. 7 Australians are among those killed. Gerry Brownlee is a former Civil Defence and Foreign Affairs Minister in New Zealand. He's now an opposition MP and Shadow Spokesperson for Foreign Affairs. Gerry Brownlee, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Hamish. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Can you give us an update on the latest information coming from police about the recovery efforts?
Well, I think the latest is what you would have seen through their official bulletins, which is that the situation remains volatile, that there is still every sign of imminent eruption, and that the consideration is going onto the island at this point would be a pretty perilous sort of exercise.
And we have heard some suggestion on this program, at least, that there's a degree of frustration about the lack of information that's being made available to the public. Is that your observation?
No, I don't think so. I think I understand what people are saying and what they're expressing, particularly local family members of people who have likely perished on the island. And, of course, the whole community wanting something done. They want it fixed. They want it over pretty quickly. But this is a natural occurrence, and there is just a time that you have to wait it out, unfortunately. And I think the police are showing the right amount of caution. It would be appalling if in a recovery effort you lost further life.
How dangerous is it to get there at the moment?
Well, it's a long way away offshore. So 30 miles or 50 kilometres offshore. Now, that's okay. You can traverse that gap reasonably easily. But once you're on the island, if the thing blows, it's sudden, it's an explosion. And during the eruption, the few days ago, there were rocks being ejected from the crater, the size of a mini vehicle, small car, and most of the rocks were about the size of a basketball. So if you are hit by one of those, there's not much room for survival, to be quite honest. And then there is the blanketing of the ash that spews out. That ash is incredibly hot, and sadly some of the people who are currently under treatment will have inhaled some of it. So it's internal damage that they're trying to deal with as well. But it's a dangerous place.
Obviously there is a coronial inquest into this, and questions will be asked about how this came to occur in terms of people being on this island, seemingly unable to escape when things turn nasty. What are the questions that you think need to be asked?
I think the first thing that needs to be sorted out is it appropriate that the island is in private ownership, and that the arrangements for operation of the concession on the island are made between the private owners and the tourist concession holders. Had that been in Department of Conservation ownership, then I think there would have been a more stringent requirement to recognise the GNS, that's our government science body's opinion of the current volatility of the volcano. But look, you can never fully predict these things. And you can never fully prepare for the event, because, as I say, if someone is on the island and there's basketball-sized rocks hailing down on you, then there's not much you can do to get away from it.
And in terms of the ownership, how did it come to be owned privately, do you know?
I'm not quite sure. It was sold, presumably, by the New Zealand government in 1936, and it's been owned by one family ever since. And I think they've always believed they were doing the right thing by allowing people to go onto the island and to visit an active volcano. That sort of activity has gone on for a long time. Last year, there was almost 20,000 tourists went onto the island to observe the crater, and never any problem before. the problem is it's a bit like Russian roulette. You never quite know just when the chamber's going to be full.
Looking at some of the images of people on the island, they do get incredibly close to the front of it. Are there other places in New Zealand where tourists might be going up and getting that close to active volcanoes?
Not active volcanoes, I don't believe so. We have the whole of the geothermal area in the centre of the North Island, and so you've got geysers and boiling mud and all that type of activity. That is fairly well accessible, but also high levels of safety consideration around those activities. New Zealand's well known for adventure tourism. I mean, we have a lot of things that people do here that don't make a lot of sense for some of us, but you must have an overlay of safety, and we do, I think, have that. Just what was missing in this case is going to be part of the ongoing inquiry that I'm sure it will unfold as a result of the coroner's inquiry.
This year for New Zealand has in a way been bookended by two terrible tragedies. Of course, in March, the Christchurch attacks, this now in December. How is the country processing that?
Well, March was just absolutely horrendous. That incident occurred about 50 or so metres from the edge boundary of my electorate, my constituency, and about 2 kilometres from my home. So, the people who were caught in that were very familiar to most of us. If we didn't know them, we certainly observed them and interacted with them in all sorts of ways. And they were a good community. And I just think it's almost unfathomable that something like that happened here. Now, there's ongoing sort of consideration now about how did the guy who committed this terrible terrorism crime get a license to hold a gun and all that sort of thing. So we'll look into that. And there's always that look at how did it happen. But I don't think that deals with the still deep shock that people have about this sort of thing happening in our communities. It's so false to us.
Gerry Brownlee, we will have to leave it there. We've got to get to the 8 o'clock news, but we so appreciate your time this morning and, of course, our thoughts with New Zealand at the moment as well.
Can I just say, we've got
10 seconds.
Families. That's it. Just sincere condolences to the Australian families who've lost someone at White Island, I should say.
Gerry Brownlee, thank you for your time.